Chapter 14, A Mysterious Voice. The children played outside all summer, and sometimes they went to some old barns. Almost no one used these old barns. The adults were there very seldom. That is why the children liked the place very much. But once they heard a quiet voice from one of the barns. They came closer, and this voice faded away. Then they knocked on the door, and immediately they heard a hoarse, elderly voice.
"Bring the buttons faster,"
the voice shouted. The children were frightened and ran away, but they could not play anymore. It did not feel safe.
"We did not bring them buttons," one boy said to his friends.
"What if something happens to us?" he asked. No one answered. Everyone was scared. The evening was approaching, and they were even more scared. The children decided to bring buttons to the barn. They did not dare to knock again. They just shoved the buttons into the crack under the door of the barn, but the voice did not calm down.
"I want more buttons,"
he shouted through the door.
"Bring buttons and do it faster."
He sounded very ominous. The children brought buttons again and again, but it did not help. The voice became more frightening, and it demanded buttons again.
"But what should we do? We have no more buttons," children were whispering. "Where can we find them?"
Then one of the kids decided to go home and search for buttons in his mother's sewing box, but his mother saw him doing this.
"Well," she said, "what's going on here?"
The boy had to tell his mom about the voice and the buttons. Frowning, his mom went to the neighbor who owned the barn. This neighbor was David's wife, Anna. A few minutes later, Anna, the boy's mother, and the other children went to the mysterious barn. Children knocked on the door, and the terrible old voice was heard again.
"I want more buttons."
"There is nothing terrible," Anna said, and opened the door of the shed. She turned on the light, and everyone saw there a huge, beautiful parrot.
"It never liked to sit in a cage, and it was always flying around the apartment," Anna explained. "And I was given a cat for 2 days. My friend left for some time and asked me to take care of the cat, so I had to bring the parrot here for a while," Anna said.
The children looked at the parrot with surprise. Can it be true that it could scare them so much?
"By the way, he likes to play with buttons," Anna said with a smile. "So you brought them here for a good reason."
"Bring the buttons faster,"
the parrot shouted again, looking at the children.